Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Hope everyone's doing great today. Today is October 2nd, 2021, episode 121, I think. I think that's what it is, but I'm not sure. But anyways, I'm back. Today I'm going to talk about why I haven't really posted a podcast lately, why I've been a little inactive, so to speak, because the last podcast was September 10th. You know, that was the last time I posted a podcast episode, and I announced on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, it's at the Cody Springer. And basically, you know, I just said that, you know, I'm taking a step back to handle some things in my life, and I'm in the process of doing that. And, we're going to get into all of it, but I just want to let you guys know right off the bat that my new EP, With Feeling, is out now. You know, it's on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, wherever you listen to music at, it's out there. So go ahead and check it out. I'm excited for the EP to be out, and I'm actually gonna play one of the songs off the EP before we really get into what we're talking about here on the show. So here's the lead single off of With Feeling. It is Trying to Find Myself. It's me. Master Siege of Platt and Boy MBN. I hope you guys enjoy the song. Trying to find myself. At times I feel lost and don't know what to do. Trying to make it through the day to get to tomorrow. Sometimes I feel fucking bitter because I should be living better. Money, cars, and big houses is what I want. Providing a better way of life for my family. I work harder when I should be working smarter. I wish someone would show me the blueprint for success. I guess I have to create my own. My peers show me their respect. Even if my genre is different than theirs, I show them the love and they show it back. That's what it's about at the end of the day. I'm gonna get where I need to go, no matter what it takes.
I'm trying to find myself in this dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark, dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark place. Trying to find myself in this dark, dark place.
Master Siege of Platt, yeah. Pardon me, this life is bringing the worst in me. I'm not in my comfort zone, I feel like an entity. This pressure's creating a void that I cannot fulfill. I'm losing my courtesy, my sanity, my vanity. I just wanna live a ride though. I just want the paper, really want to pack it, wanna pull up with a ride though. I'm still hustling, I just wanna make it, cop a house by the hills though. Crossing hard up by this hard road, is it really worth the wait though? Yeah, feel like I'm working hard with no backbone. It is It's hard being a man, but I feel like I've never grown. There's no beauty in my struggle that just makes me feel alone. I just wanna drop some music and let my fans sing alone. I know my road to success is under construction, but I'ma find another route to make it out, yeah, so
I'm trying to find myself in this dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark, dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark, dark place.
What you see is not what you get. I keep on scrolling to texts that I left unread. My ego's too big, I tell myself I don't need help. I'm always over there for my people when they need to vent. But I'm always overthinking, my problems might be different. I know that I'm religious, my faith is non-existent. I take my time and listen, but I don't feel no difference to victims, my feelings ain't healing. Dark days are birthdays, this dark place is my brain. And I can't see my worth, but I can feel these burns. These headaches like migraines, these demons they partake in driving me offline. I know that I'm closer to the dream, I know the game that I'm coming in.
I'm trying to find myself in this dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark, dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark place. I'm trying to find myself in this dark, dark place.
All right, that was Trying to Find Myself. It was myself. it was me, Master Siege of Plat, and Boy and BN of Records Broken. I'd like to thank them for their participation in the song. You know, I think we created something really great. And they just really put forth the best effort on this track, man. You know, I mean, I was pretty happy with how everything came out. And, yeah, shout out to Records Broken. If you guys want to go follow Boy and Bianna Master C, Master C, his Instagram handle is master_C_gplat, and Boy MBN is at Boy MBN 360. And you can follow Records Broken at Records Broken 20. So yeah, shout out to them. You know, go check them out, listen to their music, and you know, I anticipate that we'll have future collaborations, you know, for you know, in the future. So, yeah, I'm definitely happy with how the song came out. Just happy with the EP all around, you know. However, there are some things that I put in the EP that kind of relate to what we're talking about today on the podcast. So, the last episode of the Cody Springer Show was September the 10th. And after that, I didn't post any new episodes. And, there's just been a lot going on here lately, guys, with my own health. And as most of you guys are aware, I was in a car accident last October. You know, here soon, it'll be coming up on a year since the accident happened. And I've been dealing with quite a bit, you know, in terms of trying to cope with the accident. And I have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, as a result of the accident. And, you know, I've been diagnosed. I've been diagnosed with depression and anxiety. You know, I've been diagnosed for that for years now. So that's nothing new. But, you know, just having the triple whammy of having depression, anxiety, and PTSD, it's weighing on me, guys. It's really weighing on me right now, you know. And right now I'm seeing a psychologist. I see my psychologist once a week, and and soon I'm going to be learning techniques on how to cope and just talking about my problems and just kind of trying to find out, how to make this manageable, because like I said, it's a lot right now. I mean, I'm just having a hard time right now with everything, and that's kind of the reason why I've taken a step back to try to deal with this stuff. And hopefully by the time that we've been doing the therapy and everything, that I'll start to do better and feel better and try to work through some of this shit, because like I said, it's a lot, this is just really hard to put into words and to describe, because I don't know anybody who's ever had to deal with something like this, from having to be in the worst possible experience of their life, colliding head on with another vehicle, and then having my ankle broke, and my face all fucked up, and then having to go to the emergency room, and then get an ankle surgery, and then getting a 9-hour face surgery to reconstruct my face, and then having to be at home and not being able to walk for 2 months, and then basically using a scooter or a walker to get around. And then now I have a son who was born in April. And now we're at the point where he's getting to be almost 6 months old. And then being a stay-at-home dad while, his mother goes to work, and having to do all that is just taxing, and the stress of taking care of a baby and then having all these health issues on top of it. And then with the ankle issue, I had to recently switch doctors, because the doctor I was seeing is the same one who did my surgery last year. And then a couple months ago, he wanted to do another surgery to take out the hardware that was in my ankle. However, I didn't go through with that surgery because I didn't feel right about it. And it's a good thing that I did, that I didn't go through with it, because my new doctor told me if I would have, then most likely what would have happened is that my ankle would have collapsed. And if that would have happened, then they would have to do an ankle fusion where I wouldn't have the same mobility in my ankle ever again. I mean, I don't mean to make this sound super dramatic, because I'm not that type of person. But I need you guys to understand what I'm going through and what I have to deal with. And then in November, I have to go see a neurologist because I'm having some cognitive issues. My short-term memory, isn't that great? I easily forget appointments. Like, I have to write them down in order for me to remember. And it's not just my appointments, it's my son's appointments too. I have to keep all this shit straight. I have to make sure that, everything is kept straight because I don't want to miss any appointments. I'm telling you what, if I didn't write these appointment times down and dates, then I couldn't tell you what day they were. And then I'm even doing it right now. Having problems focusing and concentrating. I've been having issues with that. And then when I'm stressed, I stammer and stutter a lot, yeah, I'm just dealing with so much right now, guys. It's not even funny, And here's the thing, I don't want anyone to feel bad for me. I don't want anyone to feel bad for me. I don't want anybody to like, or I don't want people to make me seem like I'm a big victim or that I'm just a charity case or whatnot. I don't want to people to paint that picture for with me and stuff like that. I don't, I just want people to treat me how, accordingly, like they've been, I don't want people to treat me any differently than what they already have, I don't want people feeling sorry for me. I don't want people to, cater to me either. I don't want that. I want people to still treat me the same as they have before. I just, yeah, I mean, I'm just dealing with a lot of shit right now, guys. And that's quite a that's a lot of the reason why I haven't been able to really sit down and do a podcast is because, I'm just not in that right mindset, to do it on a regular basis like I've been accustomed to, and all. And then some of it has to do with time, I like because like I said, with me being a full-time stay-at-home dad, it's rough and it's hard for me to have time to myself, to do things. I try to make time, but it's not always possible, because if I want to, have time to do stuff, I need to find a babysitter or somebody to watch my son so I can do it, And sometimes, like the grandparents aren't always available, aunts aren't always available to watch him and stuff like that. So, yeah, man, it's tough taking care of a baby, So if there's anybody listening to this who are gonna be parents, I'm gonna tell you this right now, it ain't easy, So yeah, don't sit there and pretend like it's gonna be easy, 'cause it's not gonna be easy at all. You're gonna have some struggles along the way, and yeah, man, it's definitely a challenge. But I will say being a parent is one of the most rewarding things that I've ever had in life, because it just brings me so much joy in all this chaos to have a child, to have a son and to watch him grow up before my very eyes. And yeah, man, it's definitely one of the most rewarding things in this world. So, what does this mean for the future of the Cody Springer Show? Will this podcast continue? I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if this podcast will continue. I don't know if this show has a future, a stable future, because I don't know what is going to happen with me in the next 6 months to a year, you know? I'm not saying I'm, like, gonna die or something like that, but it's just I need to get myself in the best healthy shape as I possibly can. And that's gonna be an uphill battle. And yeah, man, it's gonna be an uphill battle. So right now, I don't know how frequently I'll be doing podcasts from this point forward. I mean, hell, this could be the last episode of the Cody Spurner Show. And I mean that too. Like, this could be the very last episode of this podcast, because, hell, as soon as I upload this, I may decide to never do a podcast again. You know? Because right now, I think it's more important for me to get myself right and to get myself healthy and as close to being 100% as I possibly can rather than doing a podcast. You know, the podcast was there for me when I was broken down and I loved all the opportunities that I got to do interviews and stuff like that. But right now, I'm at this place in my life where I need to take time out for myself. I need to take time to get myself healthy. Not just physically, but emotionally and mentally too, you know? And for that to be possible, I might have to make some sacrifices, you know? And the podcast might be one of those things, you know? I just don't know right now, man. I just don't know about a lot of things, and, you know, I hate to make this a somber type of podcast. You know, that's not what this podcast is about. But, yeah, man, this is just where I'm at in life right now, you know? You know, I appreciate everyone's love and support, as always, but right now, I'm just at a crossroads in life, and I just don't know what to really do. And I just don't know what I want anymore out of life. And I think I need to take some time to figure that out. So yeah, I mean, this could be the last podcast. I don't intend for it to be the last podcast, but if it is, it's been one hell of a run. You know, it really has. You know, these last 3 years have been wild, to say the least. You know, you guys experienced and heard the highs and the lows of my life. You know, whether it was, you know, dealing with the whole C&M Entertainment saga with Marcel, or whether it was, you know, talking to you guys about some fucked up situations I've been in, you know, or whether, you know, we had some great podcast interviews, whether we, you know, talked about controversial subjects, whether we, you know, talked about all kinds of different things. It's definitely been real. You know, it's definitely been one hell of a run. And I don't intend for this to be the last chapter, but if it is, like I said, it's definitely been one hell of a run. And I definitely appreciate everybody's support, all the love, all the good times, all the bad times. And whether this is it or not, you know, it remains to be seen. So I guess this is goodbye for now. And, I just want people to take away from this podcast that you can do anything you want in life, as long as, you're not negatively affecting people. You can go out and do anything you want. You can be anything. You can be, a doctor, a lawyer, a rapper, a football player, basketball player, You can go out here and do any fucking thing you want, man. But as for me right now, I need to find what I want to do. And that could take a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Now, the music career, will that continue? I have developed a passion for creating music. So, if you don't hear from me on the podcast, then I would, look towards the music. Because I definitely want to do more with music and stuff like that. I just worked on a beat today, So, the music, I would definitely expect me more on the music side than you would on the podcast side, just, for right now. Because, once I get in a better place, then I might pop back up on the podcast and, start cranking out episodes again. But until that happens, I'm stepping away from the podcast, So don't expect new episodes of the Cody Springer Show to pop up right now. This, quite frankly, will be the last episode for now, I would say. I'm not going to say goodbye because I don't know if this is going to be it. But if it is, like I said, it's been real. It's been one hell of a ride. And then hopefully, in the future, we can continue this. But for right now, I need to do this for myself. I need to get myself, I need to get myself on the right track in life. From a health standpoint, from a mental health standpoint. And I need to do it for my family. For my son, especially. So, with that being said, this is goodbye for now. And we'll see where the road takes us. Alright, I want everyone to take care. And, this is Cody Springer. Signing off.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram @TheCodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.